Welcome to the SFIs. We have an action-packed episode lined up for you today. Winchester's coming back. Kang Dynasty still on the rise. Ted, the TV series. Stranger Things. Gone. At the very end, we're going to discuss, is it a Christmas movie? Stay tuned. Gentlemen,
let's talk about it.
Supernatural season 16. What the hell?
Well, personally, I feel like they're just reaching for straws at this time, at this moment. How many years has it been since Supernatural ended, technically?
It's been a couple years. Two, maybe three?
Yeah, about three, four years, maybe. And yeah, like you said, Guns, they're kind of reaching for straws, I think. They kind of did it with the Winchesters, kind of trying to do it like a before the Supernatural story kind of thing. Didn't really seem to work out. It's already canceled after, I think, the first or second
season. First season, if I'm not mistaken.
Dang. First season, yeah.
They did not do well.
Yeah. No, it didn't.
See, so was Walker Independence. That was canceled. That was something that was Sam Padalecki was producing, I believe.
That didn't do well.
Okay, because I was about to say, what has Padalecki been doing? I know Jensen Ackles was in The Boys.
Yeah, Jensen.
Ackles,
my bad.
Jensen. Yeah, he's been busy. He's been doing stuff. Jensen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you said, he did The Boys, which is probably the most notable thing.
Most recent thing, I think.
I know he's been doing some voiceovers, some voice work, some for some animated stuff.
I'm Batman.
He's been working. He's been putting in time on that clock. But as far as a season 16 for Supernatural, I don't know, man. I feel like they finish it off pretty well. There's no coming back from it. Sorry, guys. It's done. I think you should just let it die. Right.
Maybe
he
comes back with his superpowers from The Boys.
And you might want to gargle my ballsack.
No.
Well, okay. Well, there's been 15 seasons. Like, they have done a lot in that show. Like, a lot. They've come back in multiple ways. I mean, I'm sure they can find a way. The writers for that show are pretty clever. Maybe like time travel or something. I don't know, man. I'm sure they could do it, but I honestly don't know if I want them to. Like, it's a good series. It's a great series, and I know you guys turned me on to it. I thought it was ridiculous at first, but once I started watching and paying attention, like, it's like, man, these are some good characters. I like their dynamics. I like the way that everything is set up, and it was just a really damn good show. But man, like, I feel like they could have ended the series halfway in, like maybe season six, season seven.
Actually, fun fact, the season where they stopped the apocalypse was supposed to be the final season. And then Eric Kripke is his name, the creator or whatever. He wanted to end it there, but then somebody else picked it up and they're like, no, I'll keep it running.
WB.
And that... Yeah, basically, yeah. And that's kind of how it kept going. And it was supposed to end there with them stopping the apocalypse and being the heroes of the story, Sam taking one for the team and jumping into the pit. Yeah. But yeah, they kept it going. And after that, I feel like they had a couple good seasons. It wasn't the best.
Yeah, that one where Sam came back immediately after. I really hated that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably my least favorite season.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're just okay because it was a really successful show, and they're like, nah, let's get that green while it's still hot.
Right.
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta strike the iron while it's hot. Like I said, it has a lot of ups, it has a lot of downs. I think more downs than I care to really count. I don't know. I think they need to cut it, you know.
Just let it go.
Cut their losses.
Yeah. I mean, okay, but let's say, realistically, though, if they announced it, they said, we're coming back, season 16, is there any sense of excitement at all?
Not really.
Excitement, for me, no.
Wow.
Well, for me personally, like, I didn't, like, go all the way through because I had things going on, and I kind of just fell off around, like, season 9 or 10, I think.
Okay. So, well, you got stationed and stuff, so...
Yeah, that's what I meant, really. Yeah. Like, I was busy with stuff.
Like, is it going to stop me from watching just to see what happens, how they come back? I'm probably going to give it a quick one or two episodes. I don't know that it'll keep my interest, though.
Yeah. I honestly, like, I think I'd be interested just because, like I said, I like those characters. I like their dynamics and everything. I'd be curious to see what they do. But, geez, there's still a part of me that's like, man, the ending was pretty damn good. I liked it. I liked the way it ended.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like you know, something so good, you just don't want to mess with the ending. You don't want to ruin it. It's like, in my opinion, they ended on a high note, and I would like for it to stay in that high note.
I think, honestly, they ended it the only way that it could end. Like, there was no other way for it to end.
Yeah.
Well, you know what else is ending, unfortunately?
Uh-oh.
Stranger Things.
Maybe.
I mean, not confirmed. Maybe. Not confirmed.
Well, I'm going to call it right now. I've been calling for I don't know how long, but I guess... I've been saying the kids, they're way too old. They're not like 16 anymore, like they're supposed to be or whatever.
Right. They're late teens, early 20s. They're getting up there, man.
Now, keep in mind, so they're this old. And at the end of season 4, they're supposed to be in 9th grade. And when the whole little town starts getting messed up by the bad guy, it's, I think, the 5th season is supposed to pick up right where that leaves off. They're already hitting their 20s. And they're supposed to be in 9th grade, potentially maybe going to 10th. Like, dude, by the time they come back, they're going to have full-grown beards. They're going to be like...
I think the kid from Ghostbusters already had After Shadow, right? 5 o'clock Shadow?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Still, I mean, you just shave him down. You could. But you have a point, though. They are aging rapidly. But to be fair, though, it's not like it was Netflix's fault. I mean, we had a pandemic that happened. We had an actor strike. We had a writer strike. Just so many things got pushed back, not just Stranger Things.
Right.
Just so many things were going wrong. It's not Netflix's fault, necessarily. But I can see what these kids are saying as well. Like, they're ready to move on to other stuff. They want to work on other projects. And It's I would like, personally, I would like for them to... stay on, finish the series.
I gotta see what happens.
Yeah, I want to see what happens. it's a good series. It's a good show.
What's the boss's name? Vecna or something like that?
Yeah, Vecna, I think.
Yeah, even though they're getting older, I would like to see it end. And you know that if they were to cancel it, they're not going to finish it in any other form, like CG or an animated, although there is an animated series coming. Mm-hmm. They're not going to work season 5, the ending, as any other form of media. They're not going to do it.
Man, and that's the sad part. Like, bro, if this ends like just like that, that's going to suck.
Yeah.
Well, personally, I feel like for me only, speaking for myself, I think there's been enough time passed already, like what was it, like a year and a half already?
No.
Since the last season finished on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm cool. Like, yeah, I would love to watch it and see what happens next. But if it doesn't happen, like, I wouldn't be hurt.
Really?
Yeah, I think there's been enough gap in between already where I wouldn't be bothered.
Like, you're removed from it.
Yeah. I see. Yeah, but if it starts again, yeah, I'm going to watch it. You know, gotta finish it.
Mm-hmm.
I do like how they're not just, like, money-hungry kids. They are trying to, I guess, perfect their craft, trying to take other roles and things. And I get how this is potentially holding them back from doing that. Which, you know, like you said, I get why they're doing it, why they're saying this. It sucks, but it's the truth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And these kids, they are... they probably just don't want to be known as the Stranger Kids or the Stranger Things kids. I'm sure they want...
Stranger Kids.
They want to grow in their careers. What's his name? Not Will, but the other kid. You know, he's doing Ghostbusters. He's been out there.
And it's kind of. I think that's kind of what Jenna Ortega was trying to do, too. Like, she's not trying to get stuck as Wednesday Addams. She's trying to get out there, do other roles and things of that sort.
Right. Well, anyways, Stranger Things, I hope it happens. If it doesn't, I mean, I guess it's understandable, but don't quit, kids.
I'd like to
don't quit, kids. Not yet. Give it another year.
That's like asking Tobey Maguire to stay as the teenage Spider-Man.
Yeah. It's just not gonna happen.
You want it?
Yeah. I was gonna say. I was gonna say you can't really call them kids anymore.
I can. I'm twice their age. they're sure, kids to me.
You're 20, young adults.
They're kids. They're your mama. These kids are still young enough to be sleeping with teddy bears. Just like... What?
That was horrible.
Just like John from Ted series. The set of movies. Yes. Yeah. Apparently, gentlemen, if you were unaware, there is a Ted series on the way. Mm. They just dropped a trailer, and I'm very curious. It's a prequel to the movies. I know you've only seen the first film. Yeah. So...
Which was good. I liked the first one.
It's got that Family Guy humor. Very adult themed, very raunchy. Very raunchy, yes. Which is
he's getting Alzheimer's. He can't remember words anymore.
It's very randy.
I make you randy. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's right up my alley, my kind of humor. So let's check this out and see what you guys think.
All right.
A few moments later.
All right. Looks like
it looks pretty funny.
So that's coming down on Guns' favorite streaming service. Which one was it? Which
Amazon?
Your favorite.
It's
yours.
The Peacock.
I don't got Peacock, bruh.
It's your favorite.
If you recall from the last episode,
it's your favorite. So it's coming out in January.
Horrible.
Coming out in January. And what do you guys think?
That looks freaking hilarious. Like, it has the same humor from the movie. At least the first one. I haven't seen the second one.
Yeah. Still has that Family Guy humor. I was going to say humor.
Yeah.
It's good. It does. I like it.
It looks fun. It looks good. Even the CGI dude, like, it didn't look that bad.
Mm-hmm. For a TV show? Yeah. Pretty good.
I know there's not, like, big budget Marvel... But they look good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you can't say that because big budget Marvel did She-Hulk, and She-Hulk was atrocious.
All right, I guess you're right. You got it. You're right.
But guess what? Yeah. Still better than Flash.
Oh, terrible.
So
he ain't wrong, though. He ain't wrong.
Leave us
alone.
January 11th.
Speaking about Marvel with these horrible graphics, it is said down the grapevine that the writer of Loki is going to be writing Secret Wars. And which one? Kang Dynasty.
Yeah.
That's right. That means that Marvel is officially locking in Jonathan Majors. They're not going to let him go. He is staying. And
yeah, they're continuing with him. And it is going to be Jonathan Majors, right?
Low key, I'm kind of sad, though. I kind of wanted Dr. Doom.
Did you say low key?
I see what you did there. Yeah, I agree. Dr. Doom would have been awesome to have, but they do have so much built towards Kang already.
Yeah.
It would kind of be a waste, like, of a whole phase. All that build up to just let him go and... I do have to say, I give it up to Disney and Marvel for hanging in there, waiting to see.
Sticking to their guns.
They kind of learned their lesson with the whole Johnny Depp situation. Or at least Disney did. And, so good on them. I guess that they are probably paying attention to what's happening in court. And they're like, oh, Jonathan Majors, he's got this in the bag. He's good. Let's keep him on board. I mean, something.
Next thing you know, something's wrong going to happen, and he's out.
Oh, man. That will be in our words.
Then they're bringing another variant.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, that happened with Ezra Miller, and they still pushed his movie out.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, it didn't do very good, partially because, I mean...
Because everyone
CGI.
Knew.
The story was CGI. Mm. But, I mean, there were people that did boycott the movie. Just because of who he was.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a good point. I wonder how that's going to affect this film. If nothing is resolved by the time that Secret Wars and Kang Dynasty come out, if this court issue hasn't been resolved, will that affect the box office?
I don't think it would affect it as much as if it were resolved and it turned out that he was that he was an abuser. He was
guilty? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why it went right over my head. I couldn't think of it. Yeah, if it turned out that he was guilty and they still pushed this movie out, I think it would have more drastic effects on the movie's performance. But if nothing is resolved and he's still kind of in that purgatory, like, where is he guilty, is he not, I don't think it's going to have as much of an effect on it.
Nah.
I kind of feel like it would be like a 50-50. Like, there's people in our comments, whenever we talk about Jonathan Majors, they're like, oh, he's innocent, and there's other people, oh, he's guilty, he's guilty. And oh, it's shit. Like, it's pretty split down the middle, it seems to me. Like, I can't speak for you two guys, but, like, my personal opinion, I mean, he's innocent until proven guilty. And if it does turn out that he's guilty, well, then prosecute him. Let him sit in jail. I'm not, you know, defending the guy. I'm just, he's innocent until proven guilty.
Look.
Yeah.
Somebody must have had a phone if it actually went down. Somebody must have been recording if it actually went down, if he actually beat her. That video would have popped up already by this time. You know how it is with them famous people.
Yeah, well, again, I'm not the judge and jury, but supposedly there is evidence out there, video evidence. Pretty much, I think it's solid evidence that kind of places him somewhere else where it supposedly everything went down. So it just they just have to go through the system, go through the court system. They have to do all that and let it play out. So it's just a waiting game. But again, I got to say, good on Disney, good on Marvel for them for at least waiting it out this time. You know, they are confident enough to move forward with Jonathan Majors as Kang. So So sorry, Guns, Dr. Doom, it ain't going to happen.
They probably have gender swap and have Mrs. Doom already.
sorry, Evil Ash. It's Pedro Pascal getting signed on as Doom. It's not happening this time around. At least not yet.
I mean, there's no for sure thing that they might not do Doctor Doom later in the series.
Hello, Kevin. Dog. No. No, man. No, we'll talk later. I gotta go. Bye. Sorry, y'all. Sorry. My bad.
Unprofessional.
I'm sorry.
Taking personal calls on the... Oh, give me a sec.
Oh, Jesus.
Now he's calling me. Oh, give me a second.
He's so needy. He's clingy sometimes.
No, that's not a good time.
Jeez.
No. I'll have to call you back.
Is he telling you about Pedro and Dr. Doom?
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. I mean, no, that's all.
Decline.
Oh, Jesus. Damn, dude.
He knows we're recording, man. I don't know how he gets our schedule.
Do you want to help underprivileged bald men whose hair has fallen one by one? If you subscribe today, a hair will grow back on CK's head.
For every
one click,
for every like, for every follow, you can make a difference on that bald, shiny head. Subscribe now.
Please, if you don't want my brother B to start looking like CK over there, please subscribe. He's heading that way. With every subscribe, you can get a follicle on that balding head of his. Bing.
Do us all a favor. Subscribe.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Welcome to the Gun Range, where we will be master debating.
Yeah, we are. With each other.
Back to back only, bro.
Brian! I'm ready! Oh, what are we?
You do his voice. Again,
what are we master debating to this time?
The Nightmare Before Christmas. Is it a Christmas movie
or not? Okay. Let's see. Opening statement. I think The Nightmare Before Christmas, even though the word Christmas is in the title, I think it's a Halloween movie. We start here in this house, this household, My wife loves that movie, right? We watched that during October because the main character is a skeleton. His world is Halloween Town. This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Everything that they do is Halloween related. Even when Jack is out there being Santa Claus, he's gifting like voodoo shrunken heads. He's gifting snakes and, you know, traps and all these things that are not traditionally Christmas. I think this is a Halloween movie. It is not a Christmas movie.
Well, I 100% agree with you. It is a Halloween movie. But in Jack's defense, he does not know how Christmas works. Mm-hmm. He is only passing around what he thinks makes everybody else happy because that Halloween stuff makes him happy.
Okay. Okay, I can see what she's saying.
So I'm going to go ahead and say, to me, it kind of goes both ways. You could be either a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie. Because, one of my main points was going to be, in his mind, he's making people happy, giving out things that makes him and his fellow people of Halloween Town happy. Part of the movie does take place in their Christmas town or whatever they call it. And it's on Christmas night. He's being Santa Claus. He's going out. He's giving gifts. And it's up to him to try to save Christmas by going, saving Santa Claus, and letting him go out and do an actual Christmas. He starts off almost destroying Christmas, but he ends up saving it in a way.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey guys, have you heard of The Essay Files?
No, what's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now. And it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it. Oh, my God. But he destroys it in a Halloween kind of way.
Yes, on accident. Hey. It's like if your wife was baking a pie.
Poontang?
He's a start thinking about all these things.
If your wife was baking a pie.
And he has the beater on there. No.
I thought there was no
I'm not in the bedroom.
Kitchen appliances. That's fair.
So bro gross. Etiquette. Yeah, listen to that.
So imagine your wife is making a pie or something, right? And she's kneading out the dough and stuff, right? And somehow you cause her to mess up, right? And she accidentally makes too much dough. Now she has too much dough, right? And you're like, well, I have a solution. Let me get you this, this, and this. Now you can make empanadas. You've somehow destroyed the recipe, but then saved the night by giving her other options. Does that make sense? I feel like it doesn't make sense.
It makes sense that you're hungry.
No. I actually am a little hungry.
You like...
A little. But what I'm saying is... You made a boo-boo, and you tried to correct it, and at the end, that correction ended up helping.
Alright, I think I got a way to figure this out.
Okay.
How much would you guys, percentile-wise, was it based in Halloween Town versus Christmas? How much of the movie?
I don't know that that's fair, because for, I think, over half the movie, they decorate Halloween Town in Christmas decor.
Christmas decor that looks like Halloween.
Yes, yes, yes. But okay, let me pose you this question. There are people who there are people who have started taking to like a black and white Christmas. They do like a black Christmas tree. Mm. They do like black ornaments and like white ornaments. And would you say that they're not celebrating Christmas because it's black and white as opposed to red, green, and white and
maybe
all that?
They're just gone.
Yeah, yeah. But well, I guess that kind of answers him. They are celebrating Christmas. So I guess, yeah, they say are, technically. Okay, all right. Well, okay, what about this, though? What about this?
Okay.
I'm going to piggyback on what Guns just said. They spend maybe 60% of the time in Halloween Town. Mm-hmm. They spend a couple scenes in Christmas Town, but they're bringing Christmas stuff into Halloween Town. They're not spending a whole lot of time in Christmas Town or city, whatever. Right. And then, like, the... I would say maybe 10% of the time. So that leaves the rest, what, 30% of the time in the world, the real world, giving out presents or whatever. Mm-hmm. And even in that world, it's Christmas Day, but that's where the whole traps and the snakes and all these things are popping up because Halloween-related stuff is being gifted out. So it still makes you think Halloween, not necessarily Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, who's the big bad boss?
I'm a boogie man. Oh.
Halloween monster.
Oh. Boom.
Lawyered.
Is that lawyered?
Okay. So, because a monster is the big bad boss, that makes it not a Christmas
episode? It's a Halloween dude. The next big thing, supposedly.
Yeah.
He's the...
Okay. So he's trying to destroy Christmas in a way by trying to kill Santa Claus.
Because he's trying to make it into and they have Halloween for Christmas.
Right, and so they have to go and save Christmas by saving Santa Claus. And at the end, that's exactly what they do. They save Christmas.
Mm. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot, like BB Older said, there's a lot of things Halloween related.
Okay. Here you go. Have you ever been gifted, or have you ever gifted somebody something that you thought, okay, they're probably going to love this, but then they get it, they're like, oh, thanks.
Every year. I give you guys something, and you're like, ugh. I don't wear an extra large underwear. I wear extra, extra, extra large. You guys just don't like it.
Okay, well, there you go.
You know why do you keep getting wrong?
Oh, I know.
Okay. All right. But that's basically what happens. Jack Skellington thinks he's gonna... Oh, these people are gonna love these gifts. And then they end up not liking them. And he's like, oh, why not? What's wrong?
But in that scenario, let's say... What scenario is this when we gift this to somebody? Like a birthday or is it Christmas?
Well, specifically Christmas.
It's a gift. Sure, let's say Christmas.
Because the gifts that he's doing are based around Halloween, though.
Okay.
And the gifts that we do, they're not, you know what I mean? They don't have a theme.
Okay, so it's not like Christmas gifts. It's not here's a Christmas ball, or here's a snow globe. It's not like that. It's not Christmas related, is what you're saying.
Yeah, because you guys are getting bags of ramen anyway.
Okay. But with that being said, if I were to give you, say, for example, a Google Nest or a TV or something, that's not Christmas related either. That's just generic. That's, you can use that any time of the year if you wanted to. So your point is, because his gifts are not Christmas related, they're more Halloween, I guess, related.
Not more.
They don't count as Christmas gifts. They
are Halloween related.
Because that's what he knows. That's what he thinks would make people happy.
It still comes around. Like, you're kind of agreeing with us there. He's gifting Halloween stuff. Like, it is Halloween related. There's no way around that part.
Okay, but okay. Here's a question then. I gifted you, and I think your sister-in-law on your wife's side also gifted you a Stretch Armstrong. Yeah. That's a kid's toy. Are you trying to say that? No, it's a kid's toy. Are you trying to say that that's not a legitimate gift, or does that that gift shouldn't count as a gift because it's meant for a kid?
No. It's a man's toy. Doll. Man's gift.
No. It shouldn't count as a gift towards you because it's a kid's gift? If you're saying, like, okay, well, it's a kid's related gift, so it can't be an adult's Christmas gift.
Nostalgia.
Because...
Okay, but the difference, what you're trying to say is, because on Christmas Day, it doesn't have to be a Christmas-related gift. It can be anything. But when that is specifically being gift, the gift that is being given is specifically a Halloween theme. It's Halloween themed.
Kind of, because I think like the snakes were wearing like Christmas hats. They were wearing Santa Claus hats and things of that sort. I think if I'm not mistaken, like the Jack in the Boxes that came out like as little demons were like black and white Christmas decorated. I think.
All right. Let's see.
Shrunken head.
Oh, okay. So here we go. He gave a toy duck that had sharp teeth. He gave a Christmas wreath that turned out to be bad. A pumpkin in a box. Okay, that's more Halloween related, I guess.
Oh, that shrunken head looks so Christmassy.
Let me see.
That hair looks just like an elf.
Yeah, the shrunken head. Yeah. And a scary teddy, which I guess is like a teddy bear, scary but it's scary. But, okay. All of these things came in Christmas boxes and or were in the Christmas stockings. And it's not like they were deliberately Halloween related. He was giving them out as gifts, thinking that this was normal.
Oh, there's a big red snake with black stripes, but it's not really Christmas themed.
He's eating it. Christmas.
but it's also not Halloween themed deliberately. Yeah. It's a snake.
I think I'm about to help you out there, Kay. I'm going to help you out with this, with one of your arguments, just because I have been known to give Christmas gifts in a very specific wrapping where it's not Christmas themed. It's more BB themed, where I won't be bothered to go to Walgreens and pick up some wrapping paper. I will grab some newspaper, wrap it up, if you call it wrapping, just bend here, fold here, tape there. It looks like the Frankenstein of gifts. And Aram has received probably my best masterpiece. I wrapped it up like a bag and tied it. I guess those would traditionally wouldn't be called Christmas gifts wrapping, but I wrapped it on Christmas for Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I can give you that a little, but I'll help you out there, buddy. Just that's a tad bit.
Uh-huh. But it's not like you gave him Halloween themed Christmas present.
No, I did not.
So are you trying to say that it has to be a Christmas themed gift to be Christmas gift?
No.
Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm saying non Halloween, like a shrunken head or snakes that eat crap.
Okay, but okay, let's play it from the other side. If it's Halloween Day, October 31st, you're not going to see me with a Christmas tree up. You're not going to see lights on my roof. You're not, no. Your wife doesn't count. She starts decorating
March. Not my wife. There are people who do a Christmas tree year round. They call it, I think, like a holiday tree. They'll decorate it for... And it's not just like a couple people. There's a lot of people who do this, apparently. They'll decorate it for like Mardi Gras. What? And they'll do it for like Thanksgiving. Yes. And they'll do it for Halloween. Woo! And they'll do it
for beads?
No, but they cover it in like beads and things of that sort.
Wow.
It's a year round holiday.
I think they're just lazy. They don't want to take down the tree, put it in a box.
I think it's more lazy to redecorate it every month.
It's more lazy to redecorate.
It would be more lazy to not put it up than to decorate it every month.
I didn't think about it like that, but I guess you're right. I guess you're right about that. I don't think that's a very common practice. It might be more common than what I think it is, because I actually do know somebody who does that. Uh-huh. But
I've personally never heard of that.
But yeah, I don't think it's as common as you're trying to make it. So, like 50% of the country. No, not that much.
I'm nowhere near that, but I'm saying like there are people who do it. just because it's less common doesn't mean that you can just say, nah, that doesn't count. Okay.
All right. Well, how about this then? How about this? It is October. And this is a question for the both of you. October.
Okay.
You're watching Halloween movies. You're watching horror movies. You're watching all that good stuff. Are you going to watch Nightmare Before Christmas? Is it on the list for October?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Right now, we're at the end of November while we're recording this. Is it still on the list? Do you watch A Nightmare Before Christmas?
No.
Yeah.
I don't.
If it hasn't been played over and over again.
Okay. Because yeah, I think in my home in October, we watched it maybe three times. Maybe four times because the kids actually liked it. So we played it a few extra.
Okay. But say if I watched it, I'll probably watch it once in October and I'll probably watch it once in December.
But not November. Okay. No turkey. No. Time. Okay. I'm asking because I'm trying to see if it's in that in between.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's that middle ground where it can be both, maybe.
Well, now it's up to you because I'm a no and Kay's a yes.
Okay. And in December, you said yes, Kay. You would watch it. And okay. What about you, Gens? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't watch it.
In my book, that's a Halloween movie.
Now, be honest. Be honest now.
No.
Look at look at my eyes. Tell me.
Oh, look. Nicholas Holt. This is Lex Luthor. Oh. Yeah, so I'll probably watch it in December again.
Okay.
I probably would. Hey, we keep it 100 here.
We do.
See, I see it like The Corpse Bride, basically.
Okay.
That's based around like a snowy time, December, I'm guessing. She dead. But I see it as a Halloween movie.
I do too. That one, undisputable. Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah, but that there's nothing to signify that they're trying to do Christmas around that time.
But I'm just saying, it's based, I'm guessing because of the snow and all that, it's based, I'm saying December, because that's the month where it snows.
Or it could also be close to January, closer to February, closer to spring, because once the ice thaws out, once the snow thaws out, it's spring, and the spring is a time of love or whatever.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please, 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 please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro. And join the
Brochachos.
Brochachos. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far. You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it. We need it. Come on, hit that subscribe, hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right, all right, all right.
It's probably in February. It's a Valentine's movie. That's what it is. It's a Valentine's movie.
There you go. See? There you go. It's about love.
Oh, my God.
Nightmare Before Christmas. Okay, back on track.
It's interchangeable, dude.
I don't know, man. I don't think
so. Is it interchangeable? I don't know. I don't think so. I do think that you can watch it in October. Maybe a little less in November, but pick it back into December. Yeah, sure. Interchangeable. You haven't convinced me. You haven't convinced. I think it's still primarily a Halloween movie.
Okay, okay. They're in Halloween Town, right? That's your big argument, right?
Not just that, but it's Halloween themed all throughout the whole film.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it's also Christmas themed because the entire plot of the movie, the majority of it is, let's get ready for Christmas, let's make toys for Christmas, let's decorate for Christmas. What holiday are they celebrating? No. What holiday are they celebrating?
They talk about
trying
Easter.
To celebrate.
Yeah.
They did. But then he says, no, that's not the right one. What holiday are they Sandy celebrating Claus? In Halloween Town?
Yeah, Claus.
Sandy Claus belongs to.
Now, who specifically is the person who says that?
Jack.
Who Jack. Is Jack Skellington. The king of what?
Halloween. So that means he cannot celebrate anything else other than Halloween.
Well, they technically couldn't because that's all they knew, their world, their door.
That's
all they know.
Right. And so they're trying to bring in other cultures. Okay,
yeah, they could do that. But they're doing it in their own spin, their own Halloween spin.
Right. Kind of like how we do. So other people celebrate on the 25th. We celebrate on the 24th, late at night, once it turns 20 to the 25th, mm-hmm. technically. We've been doing it before midnight on the 24th.
That's because we brown.
Isn't that right. So other cultures, isn't that our own spin?
But it's the exact same thing, just a
different
half a day difference.
Okay, but they're trying to celebrate the exact same thing, but with their own difference.
No, because their difference is 100% different than Christmas theme, if anything. Our difference is only like 6 to 8 hours.
Okay.
Literally.
Okay. Time. Let's say.
Literally, time is.
How many days of the year does Santa Claus work?
Oh.
All year round.
What he said.
No. How many days does he delivers
one night per year.
Okay. Now let's say he wants to take a couple days vacation, right? It's summertime. It's the August, right? It's hot. He wants to go to the beach. Can he go on vacation because it's summer? Or is he he's not allowed to go on vacation? Nobody wants to
see that in the thong.
Okay, but he has his own personal hot tub, let's say.
But he has to keep them elves in check. Make sure they keep working and making them.
So is he allowed to celebrate because it's summer? Is he allowed to relax because it's summer?
I guess he could, but he still lives in Christmas Town.
Right. But is he allowed to go somewhere else and say, go to the beach, or he has his own personal beach or a hot tub or something? He's not allowed to relax because he lives in Christmastown. He's the king of Christmas.
Okay.
But he's not allowed to celebrate because...
No. Hold on. Because we don't know if there is a beach in that world, in that door. Because, again, in that door, it's just Christmas and Christmas only. Everywhere. If there was a beach, it's probably still Christmas on the beach.
Okay.
Lawyered. How do I drop this thing?
Okay. No, but would he be able to want to relax? If he wanted to have a staycation in the middle of August during summer vacation, summer break.
How is this making your
Or
point?
Let's say he wanted to chill out with the Easter Bunny in April. Is he not allowed to chill out?
I don't think
so.
They're not supposed to go through each other's doors. Their own multiverse over there. They're not supposed to be doing that.
Okay, but is he...
Hold up. Santa Claus, if you want to make that point, Santa Claus delivers to everybody.
In Christmastown.
Yeah, but either way, but...
Okay, in the real world.
Jack Skellington only deals with Halloween.
Uh-huh.
So, who's to say that Santa Claus don't know people? Because he delivers to everybody.
Okay. I think I get what you're saying. Because we're kind of jumping off your case, talking about like Santa in our world, and then I'm talking about Santa in the movie world. Because in that world, let's go back to what you're saying, Guns. In Halloween Town, Halloween is that one day a year, and then they prepare for the next Halloween the rest of the year. There are no other holidays.
There's only 365 days left till next Halloween.
One can only assume it is the same in all these doors. So in Christmastown, there is no Halloween. There is no Valentine's Day. There is nothing but Christmas in that world.
Which brings me back to my point with Santa Claus.
Every day, that's what he does.
Okay.
Get back to work.
Okay. So what you're saying is...
If he wants to take a vacay, to take a vacay, it's still going to be Christmas themed wherever he goes. Because technically they're not supposed to go through those doors.
Okay.
Hold up.
So...
Babe, have you seen La Película de Jack Skellington? Mm-hmm. Es the Halloween or the Christmas? Dilo recio. The
Christmas? Oh, hell no. There you go.
El que tiene el
traje...
Con su novia que tiene los stitches.
Ah, yeah. Los... Oh, yeah. Definitely.
But ask her what the movie is. Is it Halloween or if it's Christmas?
So,
she said Christmas.
In tu opinión, ¿es de Halloween or is it Christmas? Huh?
Halloween.
No, she's already... She already said... She said, yeah, I watched it. It's right Christmas. Now.
Because ask her.
Oh, boom. What?
She just they're did dead.
A good point.
They're dead.
Not all of them are dead. Right. Jack Skellington is dead.
Guns breaking the fourth wall over there.
I know, right? Jack Skellington is dead.
Ask her if she wants to watch the movie right now.
Okay. Esa película. ¿En cuál mes la miras? ¿Octubre o diciembre?
Not December.
¿En diciembre? ¿Sí o no?
No.
Oh, he's bringing out honey buns.
Honey buns.
I was gonna see if she was there.
Can you translate for us?
Lawyered.
Brother Guns.
It's not lawyered. Because she said originally, yeah, it's a Christmas movie. I know what movie it is. It's a Christmas
she
movie.
They didn't know what you're not talking about. That's why I said the skeleton with the suit. And then she's like, oh.
I think that everything that has been said is probably the end all there. Like, I think everything's out. Any last statements?
No.
Yeah. So, just because one doesn't understand another's culture doesn't necessarily mean that it can't be celebrated. And or try to mixed in, mm-hmm. be mixed in. I think that is unjust, and I feel like just because you no. Just because you give a gift that was not mm-hmm. received well during Christmas doesn't make it any mm-hmm. less of a Christmas gift.
Okay,
just make sure you have that receipt right there.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they did. He took back all of the gifts that they didn't like and gave mm-hmm. regular Christmas mm-hmm. gifts.
That was handed out by Santa Claus, right? Which told them...
Yeah, right.
It took the Christmas guy to fix Christmas.
It also took the Halloween guy to save Christmas.
Yeah, he did have to fight the trick-or-treat bag, so...
This game's winner is...
This is Halloween.
All right. If you guys have anything to say, fans, you let us know. Write a post. Let us know. Subscribe. Email mm-hmm. us.
They can email me at agentkfsfiles.com. They can email you all the
one-eyed monster
pics at guns@thesfiles.com.
And you can email me. Tell me how I am right and that this is not a Christmas movie. It is definitely 100% a Halloween movie. Bogus Bird at thesfiles.com. Please also visit us at www.thesfiles.com where you can listen to all of our prior episodes. We have Master Debating just like we did today. We have games, trivia, read bros lips. We have articles. We talk Marvel. We talk DC. We talk trash. We talk movies, TV, some anime, some video game stuff. We just have a good time here and we give each other a hard time.
If you like what you're hearing, you can follow us on social media. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Threads. And if you're looking for the uncut episodes, you want to hear me say,
sucker,
as many times as I did today, check us out on Patreon. If you're on the go, Guns.
You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, which will be discontinued, unfortunately, and taken over by YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and Sweet Pandora.
And while you're there, also check out our other podcast that we do, Bro Etiquette, where we cover the bro code, see if it still stands to the modern day.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Sure. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
This is Guns Deucing Out.
This is Agent K saying see you later.
Definitely a Halloween movie, not a Christmas movie.
Halloween.
Christmas.